Hi.
It was the 24th of November, 2021, at 12:30 p.m. and I'm standing in room S103, which is in the Social Sciences Department at NMIT here in Nelson. I'd done it. I was finished. I'd completed it. It was the last day of my counselling degree. I couldn't believe it. I was excited. I was exhausted. And I was sad. I was standing in a room full of love that was once a room full of strangers. I was saying goodbye to tutors who had taught me, who had imparted their wisdom, who had shared their knowings, who had uffied me, and who had supported me through my time. I was saying goodbye to buildings, rooms, and walls that held and heard and witnessed my stories of hope, hopelessness, sadness, tears, grief, survival, assignments, passion, purpose. For the first time in my life, I felt I so belonged and I was saying goodbye. NMIT was like my home. It was my tūranga waiwai. It was my greatest place of connection. It was the first time that I felt that I really belonged. It was the place where I felt empowered. It was the place where I had my greatest sense of connection. The person that I was on that day, I could never imagine in my wildest dreams that I was here. As we left S103 that day, we all walked to the Elton Street Library and we embraced and we got in and we moved to our cars. I got in my car and I put my hands on the steering wheel and I said, "This is it." And I drove out of the same car park that I'd parked in for 3 years. If there was a drone over NMIT looking down in that moment, it would have been a collection of people standing, embracing, hugging and saying goodbye. And then they just disperse into the streets of Nelson. They scatter. As I was driving through the Nelson streets on my way home, I was thinking, does anybody even know? Does anybody even know what today is about? Does anybody know what I've gained? Does anybody know what I've lost? Life outside of the degree, trying to integrate myself back into society, it was messy. It was dark. It was sad. I didn't know where I fitted. I didn't know where I belonged. What did life even mean? So ironic that I was a counselor and I'm asking myself that. What does life even mean? Hours became days. Days became weeks. Weeks became months. And I was going down a spiral of black and doom. One of the things that I really had to lean into was what I learnt through my degree. And that was purpose, passion. It was strength, it was resilience, it was showing up, it was hope. And as I started to really lean into those feelings, I could feel the light, I could feel the sun, I could feel a fire in my belly, and I knew what I wanted. I knew what I wanted, but I knew that it wasn't going to find me in my home with my doors closed. And it wasn't going to find me in my room with my curtains pulled and my phone turned off. I knew I had to go to the mountain. I knew I had to get up when I didn't want to get up. I had to have courage. And so I got up. One morning I got up and I said, "Here I am. I'm ready. I've heard you call my name. I'm here. Please do not abandon me." And I stepped into my future. Momentum grew relatively quickly, and before too long, I had established my own counselling practice. I'd taken up a position at an NGO working in maternal mental health as an assistant, which I'm now the manager. and I've made some amazing friendships through my jobs. I've made some amazing times of deep connection, met some wonderful, wonderful people. And I have remained connected with a couple of people from my degree who I believe are in the audience tonight. These people brought a depth of richness that is quite unlanguageable. They've brought a depth of richness to my life. We've walked a shared journey. I felt seen, I felt heard. We are colleagues and friends. My process and my where I felt that I belonged in terms of being somewhere, I didn't need to be somewhere or I didn't need to be with someone. I needed to know who I was when I was on my own. And so I went through this profound journey of finding myself through friendships, love, living, giving, grieving, hurting, feeling, courage, purpose, hope, passion, and showing up for myself and not abandoning myself when life got tough. On the 3rd of August 2023, I drove into the same car park that I drove out of in 2021, and I put my hands on my steering wheel, and I said, this is it. And as I stepped on campus that day to tutor my first class, I was embraced with my past, my present, and my future. I had arrived. Ngā mihi.